It's Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori on The Fan. Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66. WFAN and WFAN-FM, New York.
Golf Van Liguori on this Sunday morning, May 28th. How are we doing this morning? Happy Memorial Day weekend. Hope you're having a great holiday weekend so far, playing some golf, enjoying time with your family and friends. Boy, the weather has been amazing. Unbelievable. Talking Golf with Van Liguori is brought to you by Travelers. It's better under the umbrella. And really, who better to talk to this morning on this Memorial Day holiday weekend that celebrates our freedom and honors those who paid the ultimate price for our freedom than Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney. Many of you know Dan. He is the F-16 fighter pilot who flew 3 combat tours in Iraq, and he is the only fighter pilot who is also a PGA professional. Incredible. He is the founder and CEO of Folds of Honor, which provides educational scholarships for the families of fallen military members. And this month, Folds of Honor, they've been focusing on Patriot Golf Days, which if you book a tee time at participating golf clubs through Golf Now, your donation supports these scholarships for military and for families of first responders. And I'll play my conversation with Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney at about 8:40 this morning. He still flies out of the 301st Fighter Squadron at Eglin Air Force Base in Destin, Florida. He travels the country giving motivational speeches. He spreads his message of hope, equality, and unity, and he's very busy with all the work that he does with Folds of Honor. And I'm also going to share a conversation I had with Michelle Wee. Michelle Wee, one of the biggest names in women's golf and has been for a long time. When she was only 13, she became the youngest winner, male or female, to win an adult USGA-sanctioned tournament. It was a 2003 U.S. Women's Amateur Public Links. She was also the youngest player at the age of 13 to make a cut in an LPGA tournament in major, the 2003 Nabisco Championship. She had a lot of firsts as an amateur player, and then during her LPGA professional career, she won 4 LPGA titles, and she won the 2014 U.S. Women's Open at Pinehurst. I think she turned pro at the age of 16, and then she stepped away from the LPGA Tour in 2020 after dealing with injuries. But she played in the U.S. Open last year. She really hadn't been playing much after having a child, and she missed the cut last year in the U.S. Women's Open. And she told me she will play in the U.S. Women's Open this year at Pebble Beach, and her caddy will be none other than her husband, Johnny West. In 2019, Michelle Wee married Johnny West, the son of NBA legend Jerry West. I remember Jerry West. I did an interview with him, a sports interview TV show, with the great Jerry West a number of years ago. And he is a very good golfer. And he told me something that I'll never forget. He shot the course record at Bel Air, he said on the show. And then he quit playing golf for a while because he didn't think he could ever shoot that low score again. Talk about intense. He's a perfectionist. Of course, he went back to playing golf. And from what I read, he was shooting his age and better when he was 80 years old. And that was 4 years ago. So she married into a family of golfers for sure. Anyway, Michelle will be hosting the Mizuho America's Open, the LPGA tournament taking place at beautiful Liberty National Golf Course in Jersey City, New Jersey. And that's going on, it's coming up on Thursday. This is the first time that Liberty National will be hosting an LPGA Tour event. They've hosted the President's Cup. They've hosted PGA Tour playoffs. And during this Mizuho America's Open, 24 female golfers who play in the American Junior Golf Association, the AJGA, they are going to compete alongside the 120 LPGA Tour players for their own individual title. I love this idea. What a great opportunity for these young players to learn from the top stars in women's golf. So you'll see both the pros and the amateurs out there this week at Liberty National. Rose Zhang, the Stanford University standout, she's coming off her NCAA Women's Golf Championship win at Greyhawk Golf Club in Arizona. She's actually the first ever back-to-back champion. She announced on Friday that she is turning pro. Now, we knew it was just a matter of time for this to happen. I mean, she's won everything she can win as an amateur. She won the Augusta National Women's Am in April, and she said she was looking forward to finishing her college career before turning pro, and that's exactly what she did. And she also won the 2020 U.S. Women's Amateur. She won the 2020 U.S. Girls Junior. This woman's going to be incredible. She'll be making her pro debut at the Mizuho Americas Open at Liberty National this week. So that's very exciting. And she's also been offered special exemptions to compete in the remaining majors for the women this season, the KPMG Women's PGA Championship at Baltusrol. She'll be playing at the U.S. Women's Open at Pebble Beach, the Avignon Championship in France, and the Women's Open at in England at Walton Heath Golf Club. And Megha Ghane, a New Jersey native, you hear me talking about Megha, she's also playing for Stanford University. She received a sponsor exemption as well, and she'll play this week at the Mizuho Americas Open. So it should be a great event at just an incredible golf course. Last Sunday, the PGA Championship. And yeah, I was happy for Brooks Koepka. I'm happy that he's injury-free after 2 years. And, you know, he's playing like the Brooks Koepka of old. You know, I've said this before, but I saw him at Erin Hills in 2017. He won that U.S. Open. I saw him defend his U.S. Open title at Shinnecock in 2018. And I watched him win back-to-back PGA Championship titles in 2018 and 2019. And was totally impressed with his game, with his precision and power. The guy is as mentally tough during major championships as I can remember Tiger was. As long as Brooks is physically healthy, this guy has what it takes to win many more majors. He's just incredible. And, you know, I like to see players of his talent and work ethic play to their potential. It would have been a shame if his injuries derailed his career for good. As it is, his injuries took, 2 years away from his ability to win majors. Now, I'm not happy that he joined LIV. As you know, I am not a fan of LIV Golf based on where the money comes from. But, you know, having said that, you know, 99.9% of the players offered that kind of money would have a difficult time not taking the money, to be realistic. Do we know of any players who were invited to join LIV and who were offered that kind of cash and did not take it? I mean, who declined? We know Tiger declined, but he was already a billionaire, and Tiger had no reason to leave the PGA Tour. But I do believe that the majors should continue to let the top players in based on their usual criteria, and I do believe that if Koepka qualifies on points, that he should definitely be able to play in the Ryder Cup. And I talked to Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney about this as well. And, you know, the issue is probably not for Koepka, but for other LIV golfers. The issue, obviously, is the official world golf rankings. And it doesn't look like there's much movement in that department regarding any changes allowing players from other tours to get points. So we'll have to see where that goes. You know, for example, Bryson DeChambeau, after his fourth-place finish in the PGA Championship, he's ranked 90th. In the official world rankings. And DeChambeau was quoted as saying that LIV is working with the major championships on alternate ways to qualify. He said he has heard that there may be an exemption category created for LIV players based on how they play during the course of the year. Well, I don't know about that, but we shall see. But, you know, Koepka was 118th in the official golf rankings before he tied for second at the Masters. Then he moved up to 39th. And then before Oak Hill, he had dropped down to 44th in the rankings. Then Brooks wins the PGA Championship. His ranking now is 13th. But as, you know, Clard Harmon pointed out in his rant against Brando Chambly and the media last week, Will Zalatoris is ranked 10th, even though he hasn't played in a long time because of injury. And Brooks is 13th and should be much higher in the rankings based on his finishes in the first two majors of the year. So we'll see how all that plays out. But Michael Block, boy, what a story after his incredible T15 finish at the PGA Championships, that ace in the par 3-15th, and that great up and down for par in the 18th at Oak Hill last Sunday in that final round to secure a top 15 finish. And, of course, a spot in next year's PGA Championship. That's just a tremendous feel-good story. And I'm just so happy for him, the club pro from California. And as you know, he was invited to play in the Charles Schwab Challenge this week through a special exemption. And when I saw this invitation unfold, it was, you know, they played it. You heard him talking on the phone from, he was talking with the tournament director at the Charles Schwab. And it looked like it was airing live on TV and social media. And yeah, what a great invitation. But as surprised as Block seemed to get it, I personally feel like he was put on the spot. And I just think he really wanted to go home and be with his sons and take the entire PGA Championship experience in and savor it and then celebrate with his friends and family at his home club, you know, where he teaches in California. And I'm sure the last thing he wanted to do, maybe not, just my opinion, is play back-to-back events after enjoying such an incredible, overwhelming experience. And he certainly did not want to cap off the week missing the cut at the Charles Schwab Challenge after finishing dead last. But hey, you know, many club pros like Michael Block, they're amazing players. Some, you know, played on the PGA Tour, some played on the Korn Ferry Tour. And you can strike lightning in a bottle, right? Like he did last week. And then the question really becomes, are you capable of finding that incredible play over and over again? You know, and maybe that's what really separates the greats from these. There's so much depth in the game, but, you know, it's really that consistency, making those shots. You know, it's very difficult to have that consistency. The greats make those shots over and over and over again. And sure, they make mistakes. You know, that's golf, but they make less mistakes. And they turn their mistakes into wins eventually. So we'll see. I mean, obviously, incredible career. You know, I'm just so happy for him. But, you know, he just wants to get home. He'll have many opportunities. He has other invitations to play in PGA Tour events, which is great. But I didn't get the feeling that he really wanted to play back-to-back after such an incredible experience at the PGA. All right, at the Charles Schwab, you have American Adam Shank and Englishman Harry Hall. They're tied for the lead by one at 10-under. Adam Shank birdied the 18th to grab a tie for the lead, draining a 16-footer for birdie on the final hole to shoot a 367. And then Harry Hall ended up carding a +272 with back-to-back double bogeys on holes 6 and 7, his 8-under 62 in the opening round and his 4-under 66 in Friday's second round gave Hall a 3-shot lead over Harris English entering Saturday's third round. He is a PGA Tour rookie from England. He managed to hold on yesterday, birding two holes on the back after those two doubles on the front. And he will start the final round this afternoon tied for the lead with Shank, and they have a 1-shot lead over Harris English. Live Golf is going on in Washington, D.C., and Mito Pereira, the Chilean, he leads Harold Varner III by 1 shot. And then we have the LPGA tour is in Vegas at Shadow Creek. Great golf course at the Bank of Hope LPGA match play. Leona Maguire from Ireland holding off American Lindsay Weaver, right, 3-2. And is undefeated this week. She's at 5-0, and she will face Ayaka Furu of Japan, who is also 5-0. And the other semifinal features Lynn Grant of Sweden against Pajeri Anandayakorn of Thailand. All right, coming up, LPGA star Michelle Wee. Many of you remember Michelle when she was a young amateur star, and she retired now. She is playing here and there, but she will be hosting an LPGA Tour event right in our New York metropolitan area, right in our own backyard, the LPGA Mizuho Americas Open at Liberty National in Jersey City, New Jersey. More with Michelle Wee when we come back. But first, let me tell you that many of the world's best golfers will tee up at the Travelers Championship, June 21st to the 25th. John Rahm, Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, Justin Thomas, 2022 champion Xander Schauffele, and many more. The Northeast only PGA Tour event will feature next level competition, next level thrills, next level excitement. For tickets and information, visit travelerschampionship.com and be sure to catch all the next level action.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments, so I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I wanna see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow. How convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 45% on selected products. Plus, doorbusters for their Memorial Day sale. 45% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for an adventure? Find yours in a Toyota. Like a Camry with stylish design and a reputation for reliability that can't be beat. Or go with a Corolla, both affordable and capable. With so many trims and features to choose from. Or check out the new Crown, presenting you with luxurious style and elegant amenities to make your day a breeze. No matter your adventure, Toyota has you covered. Visit buyatoyota.com for more. Toyota, let's go places.
Your pharma and biotech company deserves a packaging solution provider that protects the safety of parenteral drugs. Are you looking for a trusted partner? For over 100 years, Datwyler has been the leading developer of high-quality materials. Their quality-by-design approach in manufacturing elastomeric components has a proven track record for meeting regulatory demands while improving patient outcomes. With their latest innovation, UltraShield, you can safely store innovative drugs. The path to patient safety starts with Datwyler.
It's Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori on The Fan.
Welcome back to Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori on this Sunday morning. Hope you're enjoying the day so far. And if you are on your way to a tee time, glad you're tuning in and wishing you a great round. Well, the inaugural Mizuho Americas Open is a brand new LPGA tournament that takes place May 29th through June 4th at Liberty National Golf Club in Jersey City, New Jersey. And joining me now to talk about it is the tournament host, the one and only Michelle Wee West, five-time winner on the LPGA Tour and 2014 U.S. Open winner. Hey, Michelle, welcome to Talkin' Golf.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
It's so great to connect. And well, let's first start with this tournament, because I know it's a brand new event on the LPGA Tour, and it's right here in our own backyard. We're in New York, WFAN, and it's at Liberty National Golf Club in Jersey City, New Jersey.
Yeah, no, we're really excited. Mizuho Americas Open, it's like you said, it's the first year. And what better venue than to be at Liberty National? You know, we're really excited to be in the tri-state area. You know, we have four LPGA tournaments this year in New Jersey. So we love New Jersey, and we love that New Jersey loves the LPGA. So we're really excited to add on to that. And we hope to see everyone there.
So what are your duties as host of this tournament?
It's really nice because I have such an amazing team behind me that makes me look good. And I just really just show up. Honestly, it's, you know, the team at Excel, you know, the team at Mizuho that, you know, are doing so much of the heavy lifting back behind the scenes that I just kind of show up. I give ideas and they make me look great. But during the week of the event, I'll be there. I'll be very present during the week, doing some clinics with the juniors. And Mizuho Americas Open is extremely special to me because of the format. It's the first of its kind. There's 120 pros in the field, and there's also 24 top-ranked junior girls that will be integrated into the field. So a little bit confusing, but there will be two concurrent fields going on, the junior field and the pro field. On Thursday and Friday, the juniors will be playing behind the pros just for logistical reasons. It's just really hard when you have 144 players on the course with daylight and everything. But on the weekend, where it gets really interesting, is that there'll be two fields. So one and two on the pro leaderboard will be paired with the top junior on their leaderboard. And then three and four and paired with two and so on and so forth. So we're really excited. The juniors, we've all been there as pros, been in their position. So we're really excited that, this week will be all about fostering mentorship, really giving a taste of professional life to these young girls and get them prepared as best as we can. Mizuho Americas, some of their big pillars within their companies is to elevate women and to advance the next future generation. So we're really excited for that. We're also partnering up with Girls Inc. So this tournament is really about elevating women and advancing the next generation.
Isn't that great that these junior players can really learn from the professionals? What a great opportunity for them.
Yeah, and we're really excited that hopefully a lot of young girls and boys will come out and they'll see the young girls that are only going to be a few years older than them play alongside the pros. And we're just hoping that it's going to inspire, women and girls all over the world that week.
It's a really great concept. I'm so glad to see that it's happening right here. And I know you've been to Liberty National. Isn't it just a spectacular venue?
It's unbelievable. Starting off the ferry ride, one of the things that, Mizuho Americas has made a commitment to is elevating women. One of the things that they did, was to rent out the Conrad in New York City and pay for everyone's room. And that may not seem like a big thing, but to us female athletes, it's unbelievable to have that type of support from the tournament and to not have to worry about, paying for an Airbnb or figuring out how to do it. They're doing exactly how the men do it, like how it's done at the President's Cup. Everyone be staying in New York City and we'll have ferries that go back and forth for the whole week for the players and staff and, family and friends. So we're excited to have this be a really top-notch event and to show, the women, give them the respect that they deserve.
And for those of you who've not been to Liberty National, I mean, the view is unbelievable. You can see the Statue of Liberty. You can see the skyline of Manhattan. It is, and the clubhouse is ultra, modern and just beautiful design. And that ferry ride over to Liberty National, to Jersey City from Lower Manhattan is quite the thrill ride too. So it's just going to be a lot of fun. And it's great to hear that, they're actually putting all the players up because, a lot of people don't realize it, but, pro golfers and amateur golfers, obviously, they pay all their own expenses.
Yeah, it's not like team sports at all. Before we, get to make money, we have to pay for our hotel, our caddy, our PT, our trainer, whoever else we're bringing, plane tickets. And then if you don't make the cut, you're making $0. So it's a big financial, I wouldn't say burden, but more so like risk as well. Just because, if you don't make the cut, you're in the negative.
So I know you turned pro at the tender age of 16, right? I think that was back in 2005 after you just a stellar amateur career. And then you stepped away from the game in 2022. Do you miss life playing on the LPGA Tour?
I miss my friends. I get asked this question a lot. I miss my friends. I miss the competition. I'm not sure I missed the travel. It was, it's brutal. 10 and a half month long season. It was a hard decision to step away, but it was just something that I felt like was best for my family. And, I don't regret it.
Right. I know you're very busy now and I wanted to talk about some of the things you're doing in a second, but I read that you started playing, Michelle, when you were 4 years old.
That's when I first picked up a club. I don't know if you would call it playing then, but yeah, that's when I first picked up my club.
So starting so young, is it good? I mean, is that a good thing, do you think, for you starting that young or for any young golfer to start very, very young?
I think it's anything with sports, anything in general. It just depends on when kids want to pick it up, as I'm learning with my daughter. Like, everyone's timelines are different. All my friends' kids are doing things at different timelines. And, there's no right or wrong way to anything. If your kid wants to you know, paint or dance or whatever. It's just whatever they have interest in. I think it's important to present the opportunity to them. Like, you know, we'll try to get her to hit a couple, show her the golf club, no interest so far. But she likes other things. So it's just, I think the important thing is just to expose your kids to everything, all the different cultures, all the different foods, all the different sports and arts and music, and just see what they like.
Absolutely. So I know you played golf, you focused on golf. You had such an incredible career. Can you share some of your personal highlights in your career? What stands out when you look back on it?
Yeah, I would have to say, you know, the two biggest goals that I ever had growing up was one, graduating from Stanford, and two, winning the U.S. Women's Open. I feel incredibly grateful that I got to do both. Playing the Solheim was always a personal goal of mine every year that it was on. And I got to play in five. I feel like I've had such an interesting career. I've had so many ups and downs, but in the thick of it, you know, I feel extremely grateful that I got to achieve two of my biggest goals.
And that 2014 U.S. Open, Michelle, I mean, I was there. It was at Pinehurst, and it was like back to back with the U.S. Men's Open and the U.S. Women's Open. So that was really unique, right?
Yeah, it was really cool. I think it was very helpful. I got to walk around with Ricky Fowler and Martin Keimer on the final day, and you know, just seeing them play such a difficult golf course with such ease made my nerves go down a lot. Obviously, we had never played Pinehurst number two before, and I just would hear horror stories about how hard it was. And you know, honestly, watching Martin Keimer shoot the score that he did and play flawlessly, it kind of got me into thinking, oh, this is doable. I can shoot this many under par, and got me into a different mindset. And just watching all the fans there and, you know, walking down 18, I would kind of imagine what it would feel like walking down the next week, being in the same position that Martin Keimer was in. And it was so cool. It was so cool to see that they kept pretty much all the grandstands, and all the grandstands were filled up. So it just proves that we can draw as big of a crowd as men, you know, with viewership on TV, with people there in person. And I thought it was really cool. I hope we have a lot more opens that, you know, are at the same venue.
Yeah. And that number two at Pinehurst, those tabletop greens, I don't know how, you know, anybody just those approach shots, how do you get them to stay on those greens? It's such a difficult golf course. That's a huge win on that golf course, I tell you.
Yeah, I mean, I just played high fades all week. It's hard though. It's a tough golf course, no matter how you slice and dice it.
And you played in several PGA Tour events early in your career. In fact, you have the lowest round by a female in a PGA Tour event, shooting a 68 at the 2004 and 2006 Sony Open, which is incredible. What was that experience like playing with the guys?
It was really cool. I mean, it's something that I've always wanted to do. You know, I think that growing up in Hawaii gave me a really unique set of experiences, you know, because you're not, you know, traveling that much to the mainland to play in events. It's pricey. So I started winning everything in Hawaii that I could. And then the next step up, I guess, was logically my 14-year-old mind was the Sony Open, which is 10 minutes from my house. And you know, when you're 14, I just didn't understand the gravity and, the magnitude of it. It was just something that, okay, this is something else that's on the island. That's 10 minutes from my house. It doesn't require me to fly to the mainland. But I feel so incredibly honored that, you know, tournaments gave me a spot to the tournament, and I got to play with some of my biggest heroes, my biggest idols. I learned so much. Everyone was so kind to me and made the experience so amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I just, when I was a kid, I played sports with the guys all the time. Now, obviously not as a professional, but just that integration, I think, especially when you're young, is so important for girls and boys. I just like the fact that you were able to play with the guys. I think that, to me, that just is a natural thing, but it doesn't happen that often with female athletes.
Yeah, and I wish it did more. I wish, you know, there would be more crossover and, you know, all that. But yeah, I mean, it was just fun. I didn't, you know, think too deeply into it, I guess. It was an amazing experience that was given to me, and I feel extremely lucky.
So the LPGA has come a long way since your younger days on tour. What are your thoughts about the growth of the LPGA, the increase in prize money, the new sponsors? What are your thoughts about all that?
Yeah, and I think we're heading in the right direction. I think we're heading upwards, which is great. You know, but there's a long way to go still. You know, where we were 20, 30, 40 years ago, we have made leaps and strides. But you look at what the PGA Tour is doing, and we know that there's still a lot more that we can do. So I think it's a combination of being extremely proud of what we have accomplished so far, but also keeping an eye on where we can and should be.
Well, I think it's frustrating as a viewer many times because it's so difficult to find coverage of the LPGA on network TV. I wonder why that's the case to this day. I mean, because the crowds are there, the talent is incredible. And it's disappointing when it's hard to find coverage of an LPGA Tour event.
Yeah, I mean, you see it not only in golf, you see it in a lot of different sports, but it shows. I mean, you see NCAA basketball this year, and it was given a primetime spot, and you saw how many people viewed in, tuned in. So I think it's just really, it's a chicken and egg situation, you know? People are saying, oh, we don't have enough viewership to be on primetime TV, but if you're not on primetime TV, you're not going to get the viewership. So you know, I would love to see more networks give us the opportunity. I'm really excited to learn that the U.S. Women's Open at Pebble Beach will be on primetime pretty much the whole week, especially the weekend. So that'd be very, very exciting.
And speaking of that U.S. Women's Open at Pebble Beach, what are your thoughts on Annika Sorenstam getting a special exemption to play in it?
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, she deserves it.
Do you foresee yourself playing again one day, you know, at that level again?
I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. It's hard to predict.
What is life like for you now as a mother? And you're the wife of Johnny West, the son of basketball icon Jerry West. Where did you two meet?
We met through mutual friends. You know, life is great. You know, he's an amazing father, amazing husband. So yeah, I feel extremely blessed, you know, with my family. Our daughter is truly amazing. But yeah, it's just, he's awesome. He's also going to be my caddy for the US Open. So it'll also be very interesting.
Oh, okay. I love that. He's going to caddy for you. That'll be interesting. Has he caddied for you before in a major competition?
Nope, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun.
I remember when Nancy Lopez had her husband, then Ray Knight, caddy for her. So last question, Michelle. Now, I know that people learn life lessons in golf. What is, if you could pinpoint one lesson that you've learned from golf that you have taken to your day-to-day, what do you think it would be?
Yeah, I think that life is about problem solving and the best you can and to put the best effort that you can. And there's a lot of things that you can't control, you know, like with golf. You can work as hard as you can. You can hit the perfect putt. You can hit a bump and not go in. But other times life could also surprise you with, you know, the luckiest bounce, the luckiest shot. So yeah, I think golf is up and down. Life is up and down. I think it's all about how you frame it, how you problem solve for life.
Oh, wow. I love how open and honest Michelle Wee was in our conversation. Coming up, Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney, founder and CEO of Folds of Honor. But first, let me tell you that many of the world's best golfers will tee up at the Travelers Championship, June 21st to the 25th. John Rahm, Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, Justin Thomas, 2022 champions, Xander Schauffele, and many more. The Northeast's only PGA Tour event will feature next-level competition, next-level thrills, next-level excitement. For tickets and information, visit TravelersChampionship.com and be sure to catch all the next level action.
It's Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori on The Fan.
back to talking golf on this Memorial Day weekend. And hey, it's so appropriate that we honor the men and women who died while serving in the U.S. military. And who better to guest on the show than the most inspiring Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney, the highly decorated F-16 fighter pilot who has flown 3 combat tours in Iraq, a PGA professional, founder and CEO of Folds of Honor, which provides educational scholarships for the families of fallen military members. Always a pleasure, Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney, to have you on Talking Golf.
Yeah, and you can't make old friends. I'm blessed to call you my old friend. We've been at this for a long time together.
Absolutely. And it's been just such a pleasure to be your friend through the years and to see how far Folds of Honor has grown in what, the last 15 years since you started it literally above your garage.
Yeah, I did. And so I'm going to give everybody a great life hack to start this. So everybody's like, you know, how does this happen? And you prepare for a mission for your life. But there's probably one moment that I look back on that prepared me for this mission. And you go through your training to become a fighter pilot. And I use that training every day still. I'm in the reserves, not flying near as much as I used to. But you go through a 2.5-year program. They spend $8 million per pilot training us. And only 5% of the people statistically will make it through to become a fighter pilot. You finally get to the F-16. So it's Luke Air Force Base, Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm walking out. You get 4 rides with an instructor. Your 5th ride is all by yourself, or you walk out of the program. And I remember sitting in that jet, and number one, I had all the voices in my life of the people that said I'd never make it, right? This is a stupid idea. You're not smart enough. You're not good enough. We all have these people on our journey. And I reached over and I got my helmet, and we have this dark visor on our helmet. And I put that dark visor down and I closed out all of the noise from those people. And you know, it's become an anthem in my life, dark visor down, because we all need a dark visor in our lives to avoid becoming a prisoner of common assumption, because no one in their right mind would start Folds of Honor above their garage, right? Because it'll never work. And so many people told me it would never work. That's lesson number one. And then obviously I went and flew the F-16 and I came back and I landed. And I pull into my spot, I roll up this big bubble canopy on the jet, and I take this deep breath. And it's jet fuel. And if it was a cologne, it would be called Speed. It's like my favorite smell. But as I exhale, like this transformational lesson is just kind of breathed over me. And it's go before you're ready. And if I was going to look at the DNA that ties greatness together in whatever field it is, the individuals that know they'll never have it all figured out, the people that are willing to go to places and work harder than most people won't. And for me, it's like, go before you're ready. And I walked off the airplane, you know, it would be like 7 years later, where I witnessed Corporal Brock Buckland coming home, who'd been killed in Iraq, and his identical twin brother, Brad. Corporal Brad Buckland had brought him home, and I watched his family on the tarmac, and I walked off that airplane. And it's like, hey, man, go before you're ready. Just do this. And that's this beauty of faith and the ragged edges of life where the good stuff lives. And so we started Folds of Honor above our garage, right? We go before we're ready. Have no idea what I'm doing. I don't have any money, have no influence or platform. But 15 years later, as you said, we've been at this a long time, 44,000 scholarships, $220 million of life-changing education out the door. And you know, as we head into Memorial Day weekend and we really honor the reverence of our freedoms, I would argue that freedom is the manifestation of education. Because when people learn and they're educated, that's when you break the paradigm of suppression, of inequality. And that's the beauty of Folds is, man, it's biblical. We're teaching people how to fish. Changes their life, changes their family's life, changes our country's life. What an easy thing to do, to give back to these folks who have given so much, had a loved one killed or disabled defending our freedoms. And we just added first responder beneficiaries as well. So, yeah, go before you're ready. That's my message for everybody tuned in today. Whatever God has on your heart, just go.
Great message. So motivational, so inspiring, Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney. Now, Patriot Golf Days is an opportunity for the entire golf community to come together during this month of May. And not just really in May, but anytime, because you can donate to patriotgolfdays.com. But talk a little bit about Patriot Golf Days.
Yeah, it's kind of the manifestation of my soul. It's faith, family, freedom, and the game of golf. Everything I love is connected to the game, just like you. It's our life. And it gives golfers the opportunity to say, hey, thanks. 0.5% of this country woke up this morning willing to defend our freedoms. First responders are showing up to 911 calls every 2 seconds in this country. I get to go play golf, go on patriotgolfdays.com, and donate a little bit of money. And that money is ultimately a thank you to the people that provide our freedoms, who rescue us. It couldn't be simpler or more pure. Play the game you love. Play this round for somebody else. Visit patriotgolfdays.com. Make a donation to give back. Super cool. We've got pretty much everybody in golf, the PGA of America, USGA, PGA Tour, LPGA. You can go book your tee time on Golf Now right now, and they will round up to support Patriot Golf Day. So tons of ways to get out there. And at the end of the day, hey, man, don't mow your lawn. Your country needs you. What a hall pass for all golfers that can leave their house to go serve their country over Memorial Day weekend.
Love it. Well, you're the only fighter pilot who is also a PGA professional. So how special was it for you, Dan, to watch Michael Block, a PGA club pro, do so well at the PGA Championship, finishing tied for 15th, acing the par 3 15th? He literally became a household name.
Yeah, I mean, you love it because we're all underdogs. The common denominator of humanity is we're all struggling. We're all underdogs. And to see an underdog win, like, lifts everybody up. And that's the beauty of those stories, for sure. And as a fellow PGA member, just, you know, you're just so proud of him to get out there and, like, you know, beat Rory and beat John Rahm and, you know, in the Colonial this week. And yeah, there's lightning in a bottle. And I just tell people, it's like, man, you got to be present to win. You got to be in the fight. And if you get in the fight every day, you never know when God's going to do something extraordinary. And that's certainly the case with this.
Just incredible story. Now, I know you served as a motivational speaker for 2 U.S. Ryder Cup teams, and really interested, curious to hear what your thoughts are about Brooks Koepka, who plays for LIV, as we know, making a Ryder Cup team. If that's what are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I'm a pretty simple guy. When you're going to battle, you take the best people with you. And I've done 3 combat tours, and I don't care. I want to go and win. And he is an American citizen. And I think that's paramount in this. And if he wants to represent his country and go do it, I'm all for it. We're in the business of winning Ryder Cups. He is an American. Let's go win together and put this stuff behind us. And obviously, we're doing it at majors already. Why wouldn't you do it at the Ryder Cup? It makes the Ryder Cup way better. We all love the Ryder Cup. I'm a PGA member, and I want to see the best Ryder Cup possible, and I want to beat those Euros. I don't look at live in the tour as some big issue. I just don't. I've got a different perspective in life. I've been to combat 3 times. I've seen real tragedy and real issues. And I witness them every day working with these families. And I want people to get along. And I don't have a big opinion outside of that.
And Brooks Koepka will probably make the Ryder Cup team on points anyway, right? Based on how well he plays in the majors, having won the PGA Championship, he tied for 2nd at the Masters, and with the U.S. Open and the Open Championship coming up, I think he's going to get in. But U.S. captain Zach Johnson said last weekend that if Koepka remains in the top 6 at the end of the season, he would be on the team. So
And he earned his way. And I think it's fair. And I look at the Ryder Cup the same way as I do the majors. I mean, the PGA Championship, which the PGA of America owns, they just let all the LIV guys that qualified in there. And the Ryder Cup is another tournament that we as PGA golf professionals operate and own. And I think you should treat it the same way as the rest of the majors. And if you didn't, I think there's an inconsistency there. And obviously Zach is the captain, and it's his call. That's why they call him the captain.
How much time do you have to play golf these days?
Oh, I'm a golfer, man. I'm a golf nut. So, not as much as I would like, but I'm always chipping away. And so, so selfishly, the coolest thing I own is one of our partners is Celebrity Greens out of Phoenix. Mark O'Meara is their big spokesperson, but they donate a portion of the greens they put in around the country back to us. And it was last spring, I put a Celebrity Green in my backyard. And so when I'm home, I'm on that thing, just chipping away, putting. It's the greatest thing I've ever owned in my life. It's like my little sanctuary. So not playing as much, but my short game is very sharp. And, you know, we all know 100 yards and in is where you make your money. So I love it. And playing section events and doing stuff like that. But I always say it's my fifth or sixth job is to play golf. So, it gets that attention, but I love the game.
So funny. I was just outside in the backyard doing the same thing, putting on the green. That Greats of Golf at the Insperity, that Champions Tour event, was so exciting to see. Talk a little bit about it, because a lot of your heroes were participating, right, Dan?
Yeah, I would say 15 years, you were like, hey, what are your best couple days at Folds of Honor? That was the top. And it was because, you know, when reality exceeds your wildest dreams, that God is in control. And I'm at the Greats of Golf, Jim Nance is the MC, and I'm listening to Jack Nicklaus, Lee Trevino, Gary Player, Hale Irwin, you know, all of these amazing greats, Annika, get up there and talk about how much they love Folds of Honor and how they're all in to support it. And if you would have told a 12-year-old kid at Stillwater Country Club on our putting green that this would be your life, I would have never believed it. And I have this very simple concept that I truly believe is linear and as real as it gets, called a divine echo. And it's basically this: whatever you put out in the world, God's going to echo back to you. And I look at that Greats of Golf as like one of the coolest divine echoes of my life, and have dedicated 15 years to bringing people together, uniting people when a world we got to pick red or blue. It's red, white, and blue. And Folds is this awesome ministry, and that Greats of Golf and that night there with my boyhood heroes was like such a divine echo, such an affirmation of the path and all the hard times, the times that you want to quit and you want to go get a normal job and go be an airline pilot and do the things that all my buddies do. Yeah, it was just so cool. And, you know, we're in for at least 3 years down there at the Insperity with these great Americans at Houston. And it's just a, you know, incredible event.
Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney, last question. I know American Dunes Golf Club is very connected to Folds of Honor. Can you talk a little bit about that significance?
Yeah. So in 60 seconds, I approached Jack Nicklaus to build a golf course to memorialize and raise money at the birthplace of Folds, which was formerly the Little Grand Haven Golf Club, which is my family's golf course in Grand Haven, Michigan. He says, yes, I'll waive my $3 million fee. We go before we're ready. We build this golf course. We are just in year three of operations, but year two of operations resulted in a $1.1 million check going back to Folds of Honor. There's no golf course like this place on earth. If you love the game, you love your country, you have got to make the pilgrimage. And people come from all over the country to see American Dunes. Will be the kickoff to college golf, the Folds of Honor Intercollegiate on the Golf Channel, September 4, 5, 6 this year. And people will get to see American Dunes on television. But man, if you're listening, you want a day you'll never forget playing golf, go visit American Dunes. And as I said, it supports Folds of Honor. So what a great combination.
I hear you talking about your lovely wife and five daughters. How are you all going to be spending Memorial Day weekend?
We are going to be playing golf, of course, Patriot Golf Days. And a little bit of pool time and just, you know, I would say celebrating the freedoms that we have. And we understand that freedom is not free in our family. But with the right balance of reverence to the 1.1 million people who have given their lives for our freedoms, but also cracking a cold Budweiser and firing up the grill and playing some golf and having fun.
Go before you're ready. Words of wisdom by the great Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney. Always a pleasure to have you on Talking Golf. Can't wait to do it again soon.
All right, Ann. Thanks for being my great friend. God bless you. And go play golf. Patriot Golf Days, Memorial Day weekend.
All right. My thanks to Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney, to Michelle Wee West, to Ed, our Zooming in the studio, and to you for listening. Talking Golf with Ann LaGoria is brought to you by Travelers. It's better under the umbrella. Stay tuned for Mark Melusis. Enjoy the rest of this holiday weekend, and I look forward to visiting with you again next Sunday morning right here on Talking Golf with Ann LaGoria.